What's up, everybody? Anton Crayley here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome back to the podcast. If you are a new listener, just know that this show comes out twice a week, every single Monday and Thursday morning, with a brand new episode designed to help e-commerce store owners to increase their revenue, automate their operations, and become the authority in their niche. And today's episode should help you with all three of them. Specifically, if you're looking to have your best year ever in 2021. So the reason I'm recording this episode today, right now, and sharing it with you as quickly as possible is because we just had Thanksgiving, right, at the time I'm recording this. And over Thanksgiving, I was just thinking about everything that I am thankful for. So my family that's been supportive of me forever, my friends, many that I've had since I was a little kid that are just, in my opinion, the best group of people there are. And for you, right, for the people that are out there that listen to the podcast, that subscribe to the YouTube channel, that enroll in my programs, that come to our live events, that allow me to have more of a sense of fulfillment rather than just getting sales online from random strangers, which, by the way, I am not complaining about that. I'll take those sales all day long, but I'm talking about the extra sense of fulfillment I get from my programs. Now, as I'm thinking about this, right, I started to think about all the different success stories from Dropship Lifestyle. But then I started to think about the vast majority of people that join my programs that I never hear from. And I'm sure some of them are just introverts like me that do their work quietly and they're not posting in our communities, which is fine. But I'm also sure that people are out there that enroll in my programs, maybe they try for a short amount of time and then they give up. And everybody's different, but maybe they give up because they move on to the next shiny object. Or maybe they have trouble and they give up out of frustration at some point in the process. And they don't ask questions to get help. They just give up and move on. Or maybe they start seeing some results and then kind of get stagnant with growth and never break through to what's really possible. So these are the people I want to speak to directly in today's episode. Everybody out there listening that has picked a niche, that has done the market research, that has built their store, that has gotten approved with suppliers, that has optimized their store for conversions, and that has gotten some sales, right? They're making some money, but they are not at the level of revenue or profit that they desire. So if that is you, I want you to know it is time to double down. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about how you can do that. And it's funny, the whole idea from this episode came up because we just ordered Chinese food last night and we got fortune cookies, of course. And my fortune, I love this. I've never heard this before, but it said the bottom of the ladder is crowded, but there's plenty of room at the top. I'm going to say that one more time because I just love this. It said the bottom of the ladder is crowded, but there's plenty of room at the top. So what I want you to think about, right? Everything you've done to get to where you are in business, you have earned that, okay? You deserve it. You have earned that. But now I want you to think about all of the setbacks and missed opportunities that came up along the way. So think about the suppliers that initially rejected you. Think about the limited ad budgets you set because you're new and you're, you know, risk averse. Think about the lack of diversifying traffic sources because you just wanted to stick with what is proven to work. Think about the neglect of creating unique content, whether that be for your supplier pages or your Shopify collections or on your product pages or on your blog that was never even started. Think about the likely email addresses that are piling up in your email database, whether that be on Shopify or Klaviyo, whom are not hearing from you regularly. Think about the social media pages that you created that basically sit there dormant because you have no real social media strategy. Think about all of the cross-sell and upsell opportunities that you might have considered at one point, but you quickly put on the back burner so you could just focus on the front end of your business. Think about all of the influencers and authority sites that you could have developed relationships with, but decided, you know what, I'm going to wait until I'm bigger, until I'm more established. Now, these things that I just mentioned, plus many more, are things that almost all of us neglect in the beginning of business, thinking we will come back to them someday. But like Creedence Clearwater Revival says, someday never comes. So my message to you, if you want to have your best year ever in 2021, if you want to break through to the next level of authority, of revenue, and of profit, make this the year where you do those things that you once considered hard or challenging. Make this the year that you get to the top of that ladder because you have already laid the foundation. Now it's time to continue to build where many others won't. And that is where you will find what you are actually looking for out of this business. Remember, you have to be the one that gets to the top, and you do that by doing the work that many see as hard in the beginning, that many never come back to. You be the one that gets that done. There is less competition and it will skyrocket you to the top of that ladder. So if you're new, guys, and you're listening to this and you're like, Anton, that sounds awesome, but I don't even have a store, be sure to check out my website, dropshiplifestyle.com. I will link that in the description of this podcast. And that's where I share how to do most of what I've just talked about doing. And if you're out there, you're listening, and you already run a profitable store, but you want to grow even further, you want to be even bigger, be sure to check out ecommercelifestyle.com. I'm going to link that in the description as well. That's where I share advanced trainings for growing your store past seven figures. Now, as always, guys, I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. And if you got value from this episode, do me a favor, be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you are not subscribed yet, be sure to subscribe so you can get notified every single time a new episode goes live, which is every single Monday and Thursday morning. So thank you. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you in the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See ya.